This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today's the first day home health workers are guaranteed federal labor protections like a minimum wage, time and a half for overtime, and travel pay. The change covers about 2 million people who work with the elderly and disabled. Home health care companies warn this change could drive up costs and could compromise care. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
5.1 million. That's how many Americans currently live with Alzheimer's. The Alzheimer's Association projects that number will grow to nearly 7 million in the next decade.
We know that this workforce is going to become more important over the coming decades.
That's University of Chicago's Harold Pollack. Today, some communities don't have enough home health workers. Pollack says better pay will likely help.
I tend to think that no one policy is the polio vaccine, but I think that if we have regulations that allow people to earn a living wage, that makes it a lot easier for us to recruit good people.
That said, guaranteed minimum wage and overtime will drive up costs. Bill Dombey is with the National Association for Home Health Care and Hospice.
Employers of these workers do not have the option of simply raising revenues to cover new costs.
Dombey says to meet new requirements, state Medicaid programs must pony up more money to fund these essential services or risk compromising care. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.